This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, are we surfing towards a new era of prosperity at Americana worldwide, or are we surfing towards the apocalypse of thermonuclear war triggered by the crisis on the Korean Peninsula? I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Paul Watson joins us at the bottom of the hour. He's launching a big global initiative that we're going to break here in just about 30 minutes from now and leave it at that. Also, I'm in hundreds of headlines, just as we've already told everybody, but it's now confirmed in more documents, that the number one enemy of Google, the archetype that they basically chant against, is Alex Jones. We already have undercover recordings. We already have congressional hearings where Google execs, Twitter, and Facebook people are like, we were stopping InfoWars and Paul Watson at lunch. They're like, we want him shut down. We want InfoWars stopped. Sir, we were on it during lunch. It's like villains out of a cheesy cartoon or a James Bond movie. Like, I want James Bond stopped. Well, sir, we were working on it just before we came back in here. We're trying as best we can. And why? Because we've got their number. Not trying to make it about me. We're at the center of this because we're the archetype of the individual and what they don't like. There it is, out of New York Magazine, The Hill. Alex Jones was reportedly banned from Google. And other things we learned from James Damore's class action suit. It's more than that. They have like drills, and it's in the computers, and they drill fearing Jones is coming. And later I learned that from some of our sources when we got documents that Google's totally obsessed with us, and it hired a company, millions of dollars, to go downvote my name, my products. When Google got caught, they said, oh, it's an accident. We're going to stop doing that. Why are they scared? Because they're building an AI world to dehumanize us. They're building a system, and they want to start with their employees where you could be anything but heterosexual or white. The worst thing is a woman who has babies. And they actually call white men into the rooms, and the other white men in charge have everyone chant, oh, bad white people, and they have the documents. But here's the deal. You want to create a thing that's anti-human. This is all anti-human. They play us off against each other. The story's up on InfoWars.com. It is in the documents that high-level Google execs come in and announce that they are golden dragons or dragonettes, like a female dragon, and that they are also a beautiful, ornate building, an expansive, ornate building. And you say, well, that sounds insane. Like, let's pay for a woman to dump bleach in her eyes because she identifies as blind, and then taxpayers pay for it. It starts with sex changes. Oh, you don't like me if you don't accept my sex change. Hey, cut your genitals off. It's a free world. I'm a libertarian. I'm not paying for your nose job. I'm not paying for you to have a lizard tail added on. I'm not paying for your body modification. I'm not criticizing it. Some body modification is quite nice. The point is that you can do what you want, but then saying I've got to pay for it, what they're saying is I'm transphobic, and they started with humans, men going to women, women going to men, and now it's, well, identify as a beautiful ornate building or as a golden female dragon. So this is a cult. It's not even insane people. They're teaching insanity as a program, and they know I've got their number, and if people listen to me, it's over. Now, that's only the tip of the iceberg. Paul Watson's coming up on that. Incredible. Trump, it's now been announced, is planning to go to Davos to face the globalists down at point-blank range face-to-face. So we are sending crew to Davos. We won't obviously pay the $100,000 to get in. Maybe we should and let them refuse us. You know what? Maybe I should go to Davos. You know, I hardly ever put myself in the field these days because I do so much more in the digital command base. But we're going to Davos. That's happening. Trump is cheered at the championship college game between Georgia and Alabama. Cheered. But then they focus on individuals saying F him and a few booing and say, Trump was booed. Trump is hated. Trump's a failure. The economy's imploding. So that's all coming up as well. A jam-packed transmission. Please share all the different live links.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Going to be a momentous transmission as we accelerate towards the singularity, not the singularity that the globalists have envisioned, but the true singularity, oneness with the mind of God. The planets align, and more happens in a day than happened in the previous week. Then more happens in a month than happened in the previous 5 years. And then more happens in the next year than happened in the previous 50. And then more happens in the next year than happened in the previous 100. And then 1,000. And then 10,000. This is the great acceleration. And there's going to be horrible things that are going to happen. There's going to be incredibly good things that happen. It's going to be mind-blowing. So strap yourselves in, ladies and gentlemen. Reality is the real trip. Reality is the real excitement. Reality is the real show. And each of us are not spectators, but we are on the field. I disagree with William Shakespeare. The whole world is a stage, each of us players upon it. That is only a shadow of reality. The world is reality, and each of us are farmers and fathers and mothers and builders and strivers and trailblazers and warriors and lovers and children and old and young in the compendium of the great experiences of our species, and are part of a great genetic connection to the past into the future. But of course, for people that are all about fake it until you make it, the world is a stage and each of us players upon it. It's a true statement within its limited context, but not within the great compendium of the space-time continuum. Now, here's what's coming up. Trump to face down the globalists face-to-face in Davos. And it's very strange that just recently I've been invited by journalists and others to go to Davos. So, again, the planets are aligning on that. We've also got Trump being absolutely 95% cheered at the big football game, the college championship between Georgia and Alabama. And so the corporate line press spun the whole thing and said that he was booed, and then zoomed in on small crowds protesting him and one football player saying F Trump. So we've got that situation. The article's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. We've also got Bannon Group shopped anti-Trump document. But as soon as they saw that Trump was going to win, Bannon jumped on the bandwagon. I remember Breitbart was anti-Trump until about 8 months before the election and suddenly completely jumped on board. And I, you know what, I just said, fine, you were Cruz people, and I like Cruz too, until he really engaged in dirty tricks, something I didn't see Trump did. Sometimes the high road's the dirtiest trick. I mean, it just, compared to people that think, you know, dirty's powerful. I mean, I guess from their perspective. But, you know, it's the sneaky, overhanded tactic. But not underhanded tactic. But Bannon Group shopped anti-Trump document. Incredible video on Infowars.com. A fat SJW walks into a gun store. Hilarity ensues. Comes in and says, you're a Nazi. You're a criminal. What are these Bibles? Starts throwing them around the store as a guy gives people Bibles. And he says, can I have them? He goes, yeah, if you're going to give them to people. He grabs a bunch, comes out, throws them up against the windows, cracking one of the windows, starts throwing them on the roof, flipping out. I think it's a guy. It identifies as a woman. Runs around and throws a fit outside. And the police come and don't even arrest him. And the owner doesn't even want him arrested. Just says, whatever. This is really a poor, distraught person. But they see a Gadsden flag and a colonial flag. The original 13. And just America is triggering. And this is a person that guaranteed's been in mama's basement. Guaranteed is just totally a victim of what the Facebook documents admit is a systematically imprisoned person. And they're actually been so scared by Trump coming in and feeling like their little cocoon's being damaged when it's actually people trying to break through like they're trapped in a car. We're coming. We're trying to get you. They're like, no, the demons are going to get me. Here, the economy's imploding and we're going to get the jobs back and we're really trying to sustain the family and we're trying to get you out. They're like, no, you're evil. I mean, it's the same thing. You're like trapped under ice. We're trying to hack through it to get to you. You're falling down a well. We're trying to get to you. You're like knocking the ropes out of your hand. Get away to the firefighters. No. The firefighters have American flags on their shoulders. I mean, you watch the video. It is mental illness on display. So people laugh at it, but this, in a way, this is a good thing. This person has come out of their cocoon. They feel so threatened to go out and meet the Nazis. And they meet a mild-mannered, well-spoken, loving person who's tried to give them Bibles, and the person is screeching, I'm going to burn them. I'm going to throw them in the trash. So flipped out that a fellow citizen can have guns. This is a cult. A very, very sad cult at that. And you go to a college campus or you go to a high school, and about half the young people look like zombies that can't even hardly walk. And they've all got cell phones up their face while they walk around. They're stumbling over. They're falling down. And they just know how to go, racist, bad, evil, homophobe, bigot. That's their entire language, is just bitching and griping like obese, mentally ill baby birds on hallucinogens. Howling, screaming, yelling like body snatchers. And then they'll see you and have no compulsion to run over as a throng and begin clawing and slapping, and then they'll fall down. Remember the abortion demonstration when we went out to say all lives matter, black lives matter, the majority of black people are aborted. So we're out there saying the KKK supports abortion, and here show up people in full black, white and black, Hispanic, zombie-like skin, all of them super pale, even the black people are like white. And they all weren't trying to act like zombies. They were like Frankenstein going, ooh, devil and Satan power, and falling over and like stumbling and like running over to a guy in crutches and attacking him and just, we're killing babies inside. We love Lucifer. We stink. We kill our babies. Females will fall. The female spirit will fall. And I'm not kidding. You can go watch it. And then we got him at the Capitol, everywhere else. And like, we kill our kids. We love Lucifer. You'll never stop our high priestess inside killing the babies. And you're like, what is up? These are literally people that have jacked into something evil. I mean, they're gone. It's not fake. It's not acting. It's real. Because we've gone undercover in these groups, and they are just like lunatics. the modern world, TV, smartphones, the culture, the dyes, the estrogen mimickers, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors they're on, the illegal drugs they're taking, they are whacked out of their head. And just like the Bible said, you take pharmakia, you take strong drugs, you open yourself up to evil to come in. It's a fact. It's not just some mental illness that's in all of us that gets activated. Something else comes and imposes itself. And it's what you think of in lore of like goblins or demons or gremlins. They're people, but they'll run over chirping. They don't go to school for this. We're showing video right now. You'll hear, was the noise he made. And I was like, what in the world? And then just, I am ugly. You're like, what is going on? You've got a demon right in front of you, angry that you don't want total death. Because they don't want freedom. You can offer them money to come on the show. You can even try to be nice to them, and they go, they don't want success, folks. They don't want anything. They want to grovel in their own spiritual feces. They want to writhe around like snakes. Now, I'm done talking about that. Paul Watts is coming up with huge breaking news in about 15 minutes. When we return, the proof of fake news again. This should be in the fake news awards coming up the 17th. The president's going to host. Isn't that luscious? He gets these huge standing ovations and cheered. The media shows small group booing.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun, you will come to the island without me. Longing for the sun, be welcome on the island many miles away from home. Be welcome on the island without me. Longing for the sun, you will come.
There is so much to cover, so much breaking behind the scenes. I was late getting back in the studio here. Joe Arpaio is running for the Senate in Arizona. We'll definitely support that. Roman Polanski, who Hollywood just loves, won't face a 75 child molest charge. An L.A. prosecutor cites expired statute of limitations. So I guess they're saying Polanski can come back for the admitted rape of a 13-year-old girl that... The great feminist Meryl Streep thinks it's wonderful. So that's coming up. And then we've got Ivanka Trump praises Oprah Winfrey's Golden Globe speech in a tweet. I'm not going to attack Ivanka. Maybe she's trying reverse psychology or something on a speech that and said her father was a horrible person, basically, and that was racist and bad, attacking women. I don't know how you think that curries favor with these people. They're going to give you no quarter. But, again, that's why... We've got your father, I guess. She put out happy holidays, too. Hey, can't we just have our Christmas? It's ours. You can have your holidays, and we think they're fun and cool. Well, I'm in another country, and they've got a festival. I go take part in it, and it's neat. I don't show up to some other country and go, I don't have this festival in my country. I'm offended by this. But side issue. Let's get into the big meat and potatoes here. Alabama. Yells F to Trump. One of the players does. Georgia versus Alabama. That's the scale of the protest. It was a protest outside, booing the president. A few little knots of people that got in for publicity stunts at the National College Championship. And so the media then began to spin it all over the news that Trump was booed at the game. They also spun it that, oh, Trump is on vacation all the time. He said he wouldn't go on vacation all the time like Obama. And they say he has this executive time until 11 in the morning. And that all of that is spent watching television because a few tweets of him watching live TV have gone out. So because there's a few tweets that go out a week of him watching something live, that means during that 3 hours every day of executive time, he's only watching television. When I've talked to people that are in the White House, and I've heard about what the president does, and I've experienced it myself, he gets up at about 7 in the morning, spends about an hour to himself, goes in, eats breakfast, watches television, then gets briefings, then reads a bunch of documents, and then in between things, he will turn the audio back on, unmute the television, and watch a section, see what they're saying, and then multitask. And he does that as a way to be able to work up to 18 hours a day. He cycles through it. He also has them bring him stacks of news, and what he calls the clips, on an iPad. And they would come in and show him viral videos or what the internet was saying or what his fans were saying. He calls them the clips. Every time I've talked to him, he's like, I really like watching you in the clips. You know, you're going to be the next Rush Limbaugh. Boy, I wish they had more stuff like you cover on mainstream TV, but I like you in the clips. Just a 71-year-old guy. He calls it the clips. And he does, as I told people before it was even known. He reads the New York Times constantly and watches CNN quite a bit. People are like, oh, yeah, Jones claims. You pull these articles up like a year ago. The president reads the New York Times. Well, he does, and now it's confirmed. That's one of the main things he reads. Because I know a lot of people in the White House before and since, and I know what the president's up to and what he's doing. When he's at Mar-a-Lago, or he's in New Jersey, or he's at Trump Tower, he is working until 2:30 in the morning many nights. Then he goes to bed for 4 or 5 hours. And he is on the phone calling people at midnight. I knew about this and once was even able to get through. I couldn't believe it. Roger said, yeah, you know, he calls me sometimes. You really should call this hotline number. That's just a general switchboard, but Trump is on it. And the media knew about it. They were able to call him. So you could call 10, 15, 20 times, and that didn't work. Tried a couple nights. The president answers. Well, they shut that down. Because he would do that at Trump Tower, too, on the switchboard. He just loves to surprise people and hear what they really say. Because he just loves crowds. He loves people. He loves interfacing. Look what he's done at Mar-a-Lago. And everything they've done is try to isolate him, even at Mar-a-Lago, putting up fences and stuff where he eats so that people can't come talk to him. He still busts out and goes and talks to them. So the guy's always working. And look at the results in the economy. So they're trying to play clips of him saying, I want vacation nearly as much. He doesn't. Yeah, George W. Bush went to work at 6:45 in the morning, and he also got off at about 3 and exercised twice during the day. Obama came in at 10, but would exercise a couple times and then go play basketball or go watch a movie and screw off. I mean, Obama and Bush were very, very lazy. Bush Sr. wasn't. He worked about 12 hours a day. Bill Clinton, in between partying, he worked a lot. But the point is, Hillary was so power hungry, nobody works as much as she does for her. But those are the facts. But with Trump, we get a good economy. We get more jobs. We get rising standard of living. We get a record stock market. We get all the things he said, tax cuts, what he said he did, killing TPP. But that's why they're pushing this new thing that he's lazy. He's not just mentally ill. He's not just racist, but he's lazy. So let's start getting to this right now. Trump cheered at college football national championship game. Some news reported the truth, but the rest of it would just show pockets of people protesting or booing, or show one football player booing to make it look like overall everybody hates Trump. Here it is.
Welcome, members of the ROTC units from the University of Georgia and the University of Alabama, joined by our president, Donald J. Trump.
That's called cheering, not booing. But CNN and others would cut that into people booing outside the motorcade 30 minutes before to create the illusion that he was being booed and then dub it over. We've got those clips. We're going to break here, though. The cheering just goes on and on. In the interest of time, let's stop. It goes on for another 5 minutes. I mean, standing ovation. This is CNN, though. Fans at championship game have mixed reaction to Trump's motorcade. So small group protesting, it gets more attention than 100-something thousand fans cheering. Here it is. Looks like about 100 people booing. Not even all of them are booing. So that's this on CNN. This is what they show. A mixed group of 100 people booing, and then this is the mixed reaction. Maybe 200 people. So a crowd of about 200 booing, and that is what's CNN air. They call that a mixed reaction. They show the one of booing in a little setup, George Soros, MoveOn.org, Antifa, you know, meth head, heroin head, devil worshiper rally, literally. I mean, that's who they are. Go to one of them. And then they just, you know, don't even show you what hundreds of thousands did. That's deception.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I am your host, Alex Jones. And joining us from London, England, is the editor of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He also writes for NewsWars.com, Paul Joseph Watson. Now, there's two pronged issues that we're going to be talking about here. They're totally critical. I'm not Hunter S. Thompson. I'm not going out to write gonzo journalism, a lot of it really hilarious and interesting, about myself. I'm here to try to reboot nationalism and renaissance and true classical liberalism worldwide. And I'm here analyzing the globalist technotronic plan for a technocracy. That said, though, we have multiple congressional hearings this year and last year. We have an Armed Services Committee, National Security Committee, Judiciary Committees, where they say Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson are the number one enemy, and they brag about censoring us, Google, Facebook, and Twitter, in front of Congress, and they said, we just censored Paul Watson at lunch. And the congressman goes, good, be quicker next time. Because Paul had the number one story on Twitter. Now, we knew from internal Google documents that Google admitted it was real. They hired millions of dollars worth of people to put out that I'm banned from Google campuses, but also that I am banned basically on the internet with a stealth ban, InfoWars, you name it. And we've seen that. And then we have YouTube executives saying, oh, we work with the New York Times to censor Alex Jones. The New York Times even advises us on what to censor. And we know in the WikiLeaks that Hillary would then advise the New York Times how to censor. So they kind of fence their censorship through that. It's incredible. So you'd think that, you know, we'd really be honored by this. But in this age of censorship, folks go, okay, big deal, you're being censored. Well, now we learn. New York Daily News, Alex Jones was reportedly banned from Google and other things we learned from James Damore's class action lawsuit, and he's put documents attached to it showing this, but it gets worse. White males are booed at company events and told they're evil, with white males leading the minorities in it, and they get in trouble if you say it's bizarre to have executives at speeches describe themselves as female golden dragons, dragonettes, and expansive ornate buildings. I'm not kidding. Fox News is even reporting this. And you think, well, this is mental illness. No, it's transhumanism. They're training everyone that we're going to overthrow society. And the only thing that you're not allowed to be is a white male, a woman who is heterosexual, who wants to baby. Again, humans. Continuing on. It's not tolerance. It is a AI program to end humans. And it's a disease being put out and set up in the name of tolerance. Camille Paglia agrees with that as well, calls it child abuse, what's going on. This, oh, first, if you're a girl, you can be a boy, or a boy, be a girl. So Paul Watson's going to cover this segment, and then he's got a big exclusive breaking in the next segment that just went live on InfoWars.com. We're going to tell you about that coming up. This is so big. If you get involved in this, this is going to absolutely devastate the globalists with another one of their key operatives. And yes, the media got it right yesterday in hundreds of publications when they said Jones is preemptively striking Oprah, the eugenicist Winfrey. They said it's racist that I said that she's funding black depopulation. Well, I mean, she is. It's incredible. It's like saying it's racist to say Harvey Weinstein was a Nazi collaborator. But joining us, Paul Joseph Watson. It's not a heady thing to have them attacking us in Congress and wanting a shutdown. Now the left says just shut us down, have us arrested. It lets us know just how dangerous these folks are. But thank God for people like Mr. Damore and others who are speaking out against this. Let's tackle this first, Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, yeah, we can go back to that congressional hearing which you mentioned earlier, Alex. This was in early November. It was after the vehicle attack, the truck attack in New York by a member of the Religion of Peace, which, of course, the initial concern after that was, you know, Islamophobic tweets, as it is after every single terrorist attack where people get mowed down and murdered. But they had a House Intelligence Committee hearing into Russian involvement in the 2016 presidential election. A few days later, this rep, Mike Quigley, Democrat, gets up and basically starts complaining to this Google executive about why an InfoWars story about New York Mayor Mike de Blasio ignoring warnings from an imam about terrorist radicalization in New York appeared at the top of the hashtag NYC terrorist attack during the vehicle attack. He basically said, how dare you allow this to trend at the top? Well, it trended because it was an interesting story and because it was a true story. It was not fake news. Was there a letter from an imam that was sent to Mayor Mike de Blasio before this attack warning about radicalization of terrorists in New York City? Yes, there was. Imam Tawhidi, who is a prominent Muslim on Twitter, anti-radical Muslim, posted the letter that he sent to Mike Blasio. Okay, so it's not fake news. On the very face of it, it's not fake news. So then they basically said, yeah, that was top and trending, but we took it down quickly and we'll make sure it won't happen ever again. So we had that, actual congressional conversations about them directly censoring InfoWars because we're peddling fake news, even though it's verifiably, provably not fake news. In fact, after that, Alex, the New York Times contacted me for comment about another issue which was very similar, which happened after the Texas Church massacre back again at the beginning of November, where I was simply taking segments from the shooter's LinkedIn profile confirmed and putting them out on Twitter. Again, completely verifiable, completely fair, legitimate news coverage content as a breaking news event was happening. And then, of course, Google freaked out. The left freaked out. They got them to censor us again. They got Google to take that down from their top search results when people were searching for information about that attack. So the New York Times reaches out to me and they're like, what strategy do you use to get to the top of Twitter? How do you do it? What's your secret? And I respond, I just said, there's no secret. I'm covering breaking news with real information. I'm just doing it before anyone else does. And that's what really hurts them, because, you know, they're losing control of the narrative. And that's the whole point, Alex. You know, after Brexit, after Trump, they came out with this phrase which was, oh, the post-truth world. Oh, it's so frightening that other people with independent media platforms are actually able to challenge our narrative. And it's because, you know, they're losing debates, they're losing national referendums, they're losing elections. So then they had to come out with this post-truth world nonsense, which in reality means, oh, damn, we're losing control of the narrative. What are we going to do? They had to come out with this fake news nonsense, which was completely debunked, actually, by a Stanford University study, which found that fake news had no impact on the election. It's all complete baloney because they're so paranoid about losing control, losing their monopoly over information and over the power to manipulate
people. That's right. And now, Paul, what are they going to do when Trump coming up in 8 days has his fake news awards and totally takes the narrative away and hangs the crown on CNN and MSNBC with this latest thing saying Trump got booed and showing a couple hundred people outside and then inside, you know, 70 plus thousand standing ovation for like 3 or 4 minutes. And they just say, oh, he was booed or it was a mixed bag. I mean, it's next level. I want to talk about that briefly, but also then the big news coming up. What do you make about Google making, you know, them identify employees as golden dragons? And I thought only the lunatics at the KKK made you do that.
Well, I mean, this whole lawsuit, James Damore lawsuit, proves, you know, we've heard this line over and over again. Oh, it's impossible to be racist against white people because they have institutionalized power. Well, this is one of the biggest corporations in America and the world encouraging its employees to discriminate against, mistreat, and literally boo white people. So how about that for institutionalized power? And they're directing it against white people because of this wider social engineering message.
Now, the big news when we come back, and then we're going to dive back into what's the master plan by the social engineers who said that whites are inherently evil. This directed by white executives who are anti-human, admitted eugenicist, post-human exterminist. Why are they challenging the white men? Well, they admit they believe the West is the only threat to them.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now, why do the globalists fear us? Why do they have secret hearings, congressional hearings? Why do foreign leaders call me? Why does the president call me? Why do the U.S. intelligence agencies listen? It's come out in WikiLeaks. Foreign governments are obsessed with InfoWars. It's because we have the best guests, we have the best researchers, and we understand the globalist model, and we create a narrative based on real research, not a false narrative. Doesn't mean our narrative's perfect, but we create a narrative based in real geopolitical and historical and then also modern contexts. And we read high-level white papers from the globalists and from other groups to understand the real thinking. It's how I knew they were worshiping AI gods and planning to make humans obsolete. They were writing this 20 years ago. Billionaires were saying, we're going to major meetings and the plan is to bring in machines, replace humans, and we're going to merge with machines and get rid of everybody. People go, you're nuts. And I made films and wrote books. And now Elon Musk comes out and says, red alert, the billionaires plan to get rid of everybody and merge with machines and become gods. The enemy are those that say worship AI gods. And he's working with the Pentagon. You got Trump, the Pentagon, InfoWars. We're just pro-human. We don't want the technocracy. We don't want to make you poor. We don't want to phase everybody out. We just aren't suicidal. We're not even perfect. But that's why we're so hated. Now, Oprah Winfrey has been promised that she's going to get extended life if she does this. So is Harvey Weinstein, all of them. And she's in the meetings. It's been leaked. It's been in the Associated Press that she's part of a worldwide depopulation group and heads up the Africa operations through her front group for Bill and Melinda Gates to reduce population. And I said, just like the Nazis, you know, would have a minority face for areas they came in to take over, the globalists have her as the black face to fool black folks. I mean, that's a well-known tactic. It's called the Judas Code. The media says I was being racist against blacks because I don't want them exterminated. Okay. Or I don't want 52% of blacks to be aborted before they're ever born. They always cut things out of context. But people know who listen. Okay? Now, Paul is launching this. And they fear us because we can say, lock her up, kill her for prison. That becomes the deal. That's the deciding meme that takes down the Clintons with all of our concerted actions together. And I know in thousands of cases we've had game changers because of you. You're the game changer. We do the research. You do the research. We work together, the audience, our guests. We all come together as a college of ideas, the Human Defense League, the Pro-Human League. I think I'm going to start a foundation literally along those lines. It's got to be done. And just the Common Sense Human Survival League, just the Common Sense League, you know, the league of doing to others as I'm doing to you. And if you do this that Paul has called for, we can fatally politically wound her. If you punch this out and get this out, it's over. And that means James Woods has got to help and everybody else has got to help. Petition. Oprah must disavow Harvey Weinstein. We'll use their tactics on them. Why did Winfrey know and when did she know it? Let's use her tactics when she gets up there in a 6-minute speech and says, men are the problem, women come together, let's Hollywood's been abused, as if Hollywood is, you know, the thing not abusing us. So her inversion of reality is so arrogant, her fake acting, her fake crying. This woman is a monster manipulator. Okay? She's the only black person ever allowed into the Cold Springs Harbor eugenics facilities with the Rockefellers and others. That's in the news. Okay, I mean, she is the only person allowed into the eugenics cult because she is a critical person to carry out the assault. So, that said, she's the ultimate Benedict Arnold. These are facts. I know truth stranger than fiction about AI gods and all of it, but it's all out in the open now. So listen to me and go research her. Paul Watson, you have the floor for the next 6.5 minutes. Break down your incredible idea that everyone must retweet, everyone must do videos, everyone must send to local radio stations, everyone must hammer, because she's going to be, if not the candidate, the weapon system against the American restoration in the next 2.5 years. Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, it's very simple, Alex. And the left uses this tactic against the right all the time. And in most cases, in most prominent cases at least, people on the right completely cave in. They apologize. They bow to the witch and to the mob, to the Twitch for people. And it's simply a petition. People say, oh, people just ignore petitions. What's the point in that? Well, that's entirely the point. It's a petition demanding that Oprah Winfrey disavow her friend, Harvey Weinstein. Now, if she ignores the petition and it has 100, 200,000, 300,000 signatures, that's a pretty big deal. So the whole point is for her to ignore the petition, which she overwhelmingly likely will. If she does disavow him, then more power to her. We had an impact. But it's simply a petition. Listen, Alex, she got up there at the Golden Globes at an event organized, run, hosted by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. This is a media organization, a collection of journalists that report on only Hollywood. What have they said about the sexual abuse scandal in Hollywood for the past 20 years? Nothing. Absolutely nothing whatsoever, despite the fact that everybody knew about it for the best part of the past 20 years. Remember, it was going to come out in 2004. New York Times, they spiked that story. This organization has known about it. You have people like Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, who knew about what he was doing to women in the 90s. This was like 2 decades nearly before Oprah Winfrey was hanging out with him. Close professional relationship. You've seen the pictures. She's literally nuzzling his ear in one case. There's a picture of her with the actress Cadian Noble when they met Weinstein at a 2014 event in London. Noble, who went on to file a lawsuit against Weinstein for basically raping her, said that Oprah was swinging off his arm in reference to Weinstein to lure her in with the promise of boosting her career. So you've got all this happening. You've got Oprah Winfrey rehabilitating Bill Clinton back in 2004 after everybody knew about his sexual predatory activity. You've got Oprah Winfrey endorsing Hillary Clinton after she intimidated Bill Clinton's rape victims. Oh, but now Oprah Winfrey's this big representative of the Me Too movement. You got Meryl Streep sat back in the audience, and they showed a clip of her on Sunday night, nodding, yes, this is our movement now. Meryl Streep, the woman who stood up and applauded a paedophile rapist in Roman Polanski, you know, 15 years after he was arrested, defended him, 5 years after that, defended him. Absolutely incredible. You've had a bunch of women come forward over the past 6 months with new accusations that Roman Polanski raped, abused them. What did Meryl Streep say about that? Nothing. So they all get up in front of each other. They all agree with each other. They're all responsible for covering up this sex abuse scandal for at least 20 years. Oh, but no, they're now the representatives of abused women. Absolutely sick, rampant hypocrisy. And now Oprah Winfrey is at the head of it, having palled around, nuzzled Harvey Weinstein, featured in innumerable photos with him at public events, at award ceremonies, over the past 10, 15,
no, I mean, it's
years.
Obvious they've got a relationship. It's obvious they've got a relationship, and she's known as being pretty wild. And that's all legal. Luring women in to a known rapist, that's a whole other quantity, as you just said. She's actually sticking her tongue in his ear. And again, rebooting the whole Clinton dynasty repeatedly, exactly when they're known sexual predators. I mean, Oprah Winfrey is a monster. Please continue, Paul.
Well, you had Courtney Love back in 2005 saying, you know, don't let Harvey Weinstein take you to a hotel room. You had Seth MacFarlane making jokes about it a few years ago at the Golden Globes, I think it was. Basically, on the basis that everybody knew he was a sexual predator. Scott Rosenberg, a screenwriter, actor and producer, whose first two films were distributed by Weinstein's company Miramax. He said, quote, everybody effing knew about Weinstein's behavior in Hollywood. Yet she's palling around with him. Oh, but she knew absolutely nothing. I mean, how many photos does she have to appear with him in? I mean, I just did a Google images search, and it was just like two solid pages of it. It wasn't just one thing where, oh, I appeared in a photo with him, it's nothing. They're best buddies, got a professional relationship, worked together on projects. And then you get to the other aspect with Oprah Winfrey, Alex, which is when she said in a 2013 BBC interview, she thinks generations of older people, meaning white people, quote, just have to die to solve the problem of racism. Oh, so this is our big uniter, is it? The woman who says old white people need to die. Absolutely incredible. Sign this petition. If we get like 100,000 signatures, she will not disavow Weinstein. Then that's going to be a massive story. They hounded Trump for months. Will you disavow David Duke? No, you never even met David Duke, but they just kept throwing it at him for months. Will the media cover this? How many signatures can we get on this petition, which is up right now at Infowars.com?
That's right. Petition. Oprah must disavow Harvey Weinstein. It goes over all the key points of what a monster she is. Truly duplicitous. Just like we saw George Soros lead fellow Jews to the Nazis and help steal their money. Oprah is helping lead black people and others into globalism, into communism, in between the time she's luring women into Weinstein and sticking her filthy tongue in his filthy, stinking, dirty ears. And so you want to fight, you better believe you got one, witch. Everybody, retweet it from @PrisonPlanet. That's Paul Watson and Real Alex Jones. Get this out, make it number one, jam it down their throat.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.